Good morning. Good morning. Yes, it's nice to be back. I grew up in this church.
很高兴能够回到大家当中。
Yes. So it's nice to be back among familiar faces, and it's nice to be sharing God's word with you this morning.
今天早上我很开心能够在这里与你分享神的话。
So I bring greetings from Orchard Road Presbyterian Church. That's where I do my ministry. So let's start by reading God's word. Yes, it's taken from John chapter 10, verses 1 to 18. So I'll just read it out.
约翰福音第十章一节到十八节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way. Sorry, I can't really see it. Yes, I'm going to read from my iPad. Where was I? Okay, verse 2. But he who enters the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the door gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Verse 4. When he has brought out his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Verse 6. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. Verse 9. I am the door. Anyone who enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came so that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Verse 12. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. The wolf snatches them and scatters them. Verse 13. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own. My own know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold, and I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. Verse 17, for this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and have authority to take it up again, and this charge I have received from my Father. Let's pray. Father, as we begin by coming to you in prayer, we thank you for revealing yourself through written language. So we humbly ask for your Holy Spirit to continue his work of enabling us to understand these truths of yours found in these words. And as we study it together, I pray for hearts that are open to be taught by your word, so that these will not be just informational, but Lord, it will be transformational. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we are now currently in the book of the Gospel of John, and the big idea for the Gospel of John is really simple, that Jesus is Lord. And throughout this Gospel, John records the times that Jesus claims that he's Lord.
约翰福音有一个贯彻的主题，就是耶稣是神。在福音里，约翰记录了耶稣称自己是神的事件。
So it's really important for us to understand who Jesus is, because to be really honest, sometimes we are confused by it. We think that maybe Jesus comes an example of how to live a moral life.
这是非常重要的，因为我们常常会感到困惑，并以为耶稣来是为了要教导我们如何做个有道德的人。
Or Jesus might be just here as an instructor sent by God to explain scripture.
或认为他是那被神差遣的导师，教导我们如何解读圣经。
So, well, to a certain extent, that may be true, but it's more than just that.
虽然在某个程度上这是真实的，但事实不止于此。
Because Jesus is God, he's making the claim that he is God.
因为耶稣说他是神。
So, in this passage that we're going to look at this morning, this is what we see, that Jesus comes to give his personal mission statement, and he tells us who he really is.
在这段经文中，耶稣亲自的说出他的使命以及他真实的身份。
So we're going to say, we're going to meet two sayings of Jesus. Jesus, first of all, he says that he is the good shepherd, and he goes on to say, "I am the door."
耶稣说，我是好牧人和我就是门。
So what we'll do this morning is to unpack what these two sayings are about. because it shows us who Jesus is and what he came to do. And once we do that, we'll see how it all and all means for us.
我们将详细地解读耶稣的这两句话和他来的目的。
Okay, but before we continue on with this chapter, what I want to say is that chapter 10 does not stand alone. It continues on from the end of chapter 9.
在第九章的结尾。
Okay, we kind of know this is something that's familiar to all of us. At this point, Jesus healed a man who was blind from birth.
我们看到了耶稣医治了一个自幼就瞎了眼的人。
So Jesus, you know, he gave him sight. But as he does that, the Pharisees and the leaders of the day, they didn't like this sort of things happening.
耶稣医治了他，使他能看见。然而，这个事件让法利赛人和其他领袖非常的不满。
Yeah, so what they did was they threw this man out of the synagogue because he put his trust in Jesus, who was the Messiah.
他们把他轰出会堂，因为他以信靠耶稣为他的弥赛亚。
Okay, so that was the context. Okay, so let's look at verse chapter 10. So if you have your Bibles, please keep it open. We're going to refer to it quite a fair bit.
所以让我们来看第十章。
Okay, so the first part, verses 1 to 6, Jesus confronts these leaders, and in verse 1 to 6, this is basically what he's saying, okay? The differences between a false shepherd and a true one.
耶稣与这些领导人做正面的交锋，从一到第六节，他把自己和他们做对比，向我们展示什么是好和真正的牧人。
Okay, so the first point that he's saying is that the false shepherds do not enter the door, but they climb the wall.
假牧人不从大门进入，却攀墙而入。
Why? Because they cannot enter the proper way because the gatekeeper who was there does not recognize them.
他们采用诈骗，因为他们无法通过看门人的那一关。
So they come as a thief and a robber.
他们只能像小偷和强盗。
So there's a selfish intention to come and do harm to the sheep.
有着自私和暴力的意图。
But Jesus then goes on to say, but you know the true shepherd, he's different.
但耶稣说，真正的牧羊人是不同的。
And when we look at verse 2 and verse 4, this is what we see.
第二到第四节。
Unlike the false shepherd, he comes through the door with the blessing of the doorkeeper.
我们看到真的牧羊人可以顺利的通过大门进入，并得到了看门人的祝福。
And it's really interesting, he goes on to say, when this shepherd, he calls his sheep, they would listen, they would recognize him, and they would respond to him.
当他呼叫他的羊将聚集聆听和回应。
So Jesus contrasts himself with the Pharisees, right? He's showing us what a good shepherd of the sheep is about.
耶稣把自己和法利赛人做对比。
So the question that I have in my mind as I read it is why does Jesus use this shepherd analogy?
那为什么耶稣采用这样的方式用牧羊人的这个比喻呢？
So what Jesus is doing is helping them connect the dots of who he is.
耶稣是帮他们来识别他真正的身份是谁。
So very interestingly, throughout the history of Israel, God was known to them as a shepherd.
在以色列的历史当中，上帝就是他们的牧羊人。
And they are portrayed as the sheep of the flock of God.
他们就是神的羊群。
In fact, these are some of the OT passages which you are very familiar with.
这些是一些我们非常熟悉的经节。
Okay, so it's Psalm 95. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand.
诗篇九十五篇，因为他是我们的神，我们是他草场上的羊人和他手中的羊。
And the next one you'll be really familiar is Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want.
诗篇二十三篇，耶和华是我的牧者。
And the next one is also found in the Old Testament. It's Ezekiel 34.And here we see really interesting. God himself writes that he is the shepherd who will search for the sheep. He will seek them out. And just as a normal shepherd seeks out his flock.
以西结书第34章说到，神是那位牧人王，将亲自来看顾他的羊群。
So he seeks out those that are scattered, those that are lost. And you know, he will personally tend to his sheep. And he will provide food and he will provide rest for them.
他会寻找那些迷失的羊，并为他们提供食物和歇息。
So God was the shepherd king, and the people were his flock.
以色列是神的羊群。
So when Jesus says this, Israel, the people who were there, they knew what he was talking about.
所以当时的人都知道都很熟悉这样的一个比喻。
So just as they knew God was the shepherd king, now they can connect the dot and they can realize that Jesus is saying that he is God too.
就像以色列知道神是他们的牧人，现在他们可以来连接耶稣就是神。
Very interestingly, if you look at, he talks about how the shepherd comes in a proper way. So the question that we have is, so how does Jesus come in this proper way?
所以我们现在就要问，耶稣怎么来临呢？
This is what we understand. First, we see the lineage of Jesus, right? His genealogy. Realize that he go all the way back to the tribe of David.
我们看到他的世族和他的诞生。
And we look at his birth, that was prophesied in Isaiah 7:14.
在以赛亚书第十四章有的预言。
And when we look at the Old Testament, there are prophecies that talk about Jesus coming. And after that, we look at the miracles in the gospel. They all affirm who he is.
我们看到旧约里关于弥赛亚的预言和福音中的神迹启示。
If you're not very sure what these are, please talk to your pastor.
如果你不太清楚的话，请跟牧师
小辉
牧师讨论。
yeah, he has very prepared. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now.Next, this is what he's going to do. He's going to help us identify the relationship between sheep and shepherd.
接着他就解析牧羊人和羊的关系。
So it was really common at that point in time to have one in the village, right? To have one central sheepfold.
当时非常普遍的是可以看到一个村庄里面有许多的有一个主要的羊圈。
Yes, so there's one central sheepfold with many many flocks in it.
一个羊圈里面会有很多许多的羊群。
So what Jesus is saying here is that has each shepherd go to this central sheep flock and he calls them.
牧羊人到了这个羊群的时候，就会呼叫他们。
Yes, his flock knows him.
每只羊都认识他。
Among many flocks that are there, when the shepherd calls out, they answer him.
当牧羊人呼叫，羊群就认得自己牧人的声音。
And interestingly, this verse tells us that the shepherd calls them by name.
经文告诉我们，牧羊人呼叫用名字来呼叫他们。
Which is really amazing to me because if I was the shepherd, I only know them by the sheep. Maybe I'll tag them, but I won't call them.
这是非常神奇的，因为我可能不认如果是牧人的话，可能不认识他们的名字。
So have you thought about this? The God who created the universe.
你是否想过创造宇宙万物的上帝？
All that's in it, He knows your name.
他知道你的名字。
This relationship becomes real and really personal.
就在这一刻，信仰变成了真实、很贴切的。
It's amazing, isn't it? So who are the four shepherds?
接下来谁又是假牧人呢？
Well. Who was Jesus talking to? He was talking to Pharisees. So he was talking to them, he was confronting them. So he's saying that, yes, these false leaders, they are the four shepherds.
指的就是那些宗教领袖。
And we look at chapter 9, this is what we saw. Instead of leading well, they care for their own power. So this is what they did. They kicked the blind man out of the synagogue.
第九章，我们看到他们只关心自己的利益，他们把瞎子赶出会堂。
They were heartless towards the blind man. They kicked him out. They have no care for him when they should have embraced him because now he can see.
他们残酷地对待瞎子。
And since they were four shepherds, verse 6 tells us this, surprisingly, unsurprisingly, not surprisingly, they didn't understand what Jesus was saying.
所以第六节告诉我们，这些领导人的回应是，他们并不明白耶稣在说什么。
So interestingly, Jesus tries again.
所以耶稣再次的尝试。
So he says, okay, never mind the shepherd metaphor, but here's another one. Think of me as the door for the sheep.
他说好吧，我们撇开牧人的比喻，把我当作羊圈的门。
That's verse 7 to 10.
第七到第十节。
So Jesus in it, he went to explain twice that he is the door that gives life. So the question is, what does Jesus mean that I'm the door?
耶稣解释说他是带来生命的门，他重复了这句话，我就是羊的门，究竟是什么意思呢？
Okay, so this is what we know.
这是我们所知道的。
When the shepherd has to take the flock out into the hills and the valleys, sometimes they don't come back in time.
牧羊人如果带羊群到丘陵和山谷里，有时他们可能赶不及回去。
So this is what he does. He has to set up a temporary sheepfold just like the one in the PowerPoint.
所以牧人就要搭上临时的羊圈。
So you'll be protected except for a little slot somewhere.
这羊圈只有一个进出口。
So that's why the rest, right? So he'll invite the sheep in. The sheep follows his voice. They go in.
这是为了要让羊进来休息。
But if you notice, there is no door.
当你注意说，你看，根本没有门。
So what happens? The shepherd lies down at where the hole is.
所以牧羊人便躺在那个门口开口处。
So the shepherd becomes the door.
所以牧羊人就成了那个门。
So Jesus is saying that he is the door, the one who protects, the one who provides passage for the sheep in and out.
耶稣就是那位看着羊进出还有保护他们的。
Okay, so in the spirit of Ephesians, it's basically saying that Jesus is the only way to God.
就是说耶稣是唯一的到神的道路。
Very good. Yes, because he is the door. Let's look at verse 10. Look at the last words of verse 10. It's saying this, so that you may have life and have it abundantly. If you have an NIV Bible, it says you have life and have it to the full.
第十节的最后一句，得生命并且得的更丰盛。
This is a very common Christian phrase that you will hear from many Christians.
这是我们非常常听到的一句话。
So the question that I want to ask us this morning is, what does this phrase abundant life means to you?
那今天早上我想问大家，丰盛的生命对你而言，意味着什么呢？
What does the word abundant life means to you? Okay, I don't know if you guys do this here, but I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to look at each other and ask each other the question and answer it.
我想给大家几分钟，就问你的左右邻舍，丰盛的生命对你而言是什么呢？
Okay, turn to each other and just tell them the answer.
好不好，我们
现在就 What does it mean to you? What do you think it means?
跟弟兄姐妹一起来分享一下，丰盛的生命对你而言是什么呢？
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Okay, now, what does an abundant life mean for you? Many of us, some of us might think that abundant life means it's filled with riches, health, success, or basically health is pretty smooth, life is pretty smooth, everything is great.
可能我们认为丰盛的生命是一个没有烦恼啊，非常顺利的。
But if I'm struggling in my relationship with people, but if I'm struggling in my job, does that mean my life isn't abundant?
可是如果我为着感情或工作而烦恼，是否意味着我的生活就不丰盛了呢？
Is that what abundant life really is? Riches, health, and success?
丰盛的生命到底意味着什么呢？
I think what we're going to see is that the abundant life is just not about having everything you want right here, right now.
丰盛的生命并不代表你能马上得到你想要的一切。
Verse 10. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. When we talk about the word abundant, it just means a large amount. So what is Jesus saying? Jesus is telling us, you're going to have a large amount of something, and that's life.
这个词丰盛包含着大量涌出的意思。耶稣要表达的是，我们将会丰丰富富的得到生命。
So this passage tells us this, okay, that under the care of the shepherd, they have life to the full.
这段经文告诉我们，若牧羊人保护他们，他们将得到丰盛的生命。
So how does he have life to the full?
要怎样得到这生命呢？
First of all,Under the life, under the guidance of the shepherd, the care of the shepherd, they have freedom.
在牧羊人的看护之下，他们会有自由。
They have freedom to do this, to come in, to go out, to feed, to find food, to find water to drink, and to come back to rest.
他们有自由进出寻找草场。
Because under the watchful eye, they have freedom.
因为在牧羊人的细心看管之下。
And the second thing that he gives them that allows them to have a full life is basically safety.
第二非常重要的就是牧羊人给他们安全。
Safety from wolves and thieves that come to kill and destroy, and by leaning on the shepherd, they can have a life of safety and a life of plenty.
他们将免遭狼和小偷的杀害和毁坏。
So life to the full depends on Jesus.
所以丰盛的生命就在于耶稣。
It's centralized on him and nothing else.
就建立在耶稣身上。
So Jesus enhances our life Because the fullness of life begins now, and when we accept Jesus as Savior and He's our Lord, and that continues on through eternity.
当我们接受耶稣的那一刻，我们就与他有这个丰盛的生命，直到永恒。
So if with Jesus there is relationship with Him, there's peace from His Spirit and more of that.
与耶稣，我们就会得到安全和平安。
So verse 10, freedom to eat and drink. And verse 12, safety from wolves and thieves. That is the full life that Jesus promised them.
第十章，自由，来，吃喝。
Next, he goes on to say that he's the good shepherd. So in verse 11 to 13, Jesus starts by stating that he is not just another shepherd, but he is the shepherd.
所以第十一节我们看到耶稣说他不是普通的牧羊人，而是那位牧羊人。
And he's the shepherd because he's God.
因为他是神。
Let me show you a picture. Many of us know the difference between owning something and renting something.
我想我们都很清楚，我们租东西和拥有东西是很不同的。
Like what it says here, right? A house is made of walls and beams, but a home is built with love and dreams.
正如以上的这个海报所说的。
And we can't know the importance of owning something, right? So if you are a newlywed, you would have gone through the process of agonizing over a new house. You rather have it rather than rent it.
如果你是新婚的，你会知道那种非常迫切的去想拥有一个家的那种。
And if we don't own our own home, we'll stay at our parents' place first.
如果我们不拥有自己的家的话，我们就会先住在父母的家。
Because we still consider that our home.
因为那还是我们的家。
So again, we basically treat what we own better. In fact, we take better care of things that we own.
所以我们会更加注重以及保护自己所拥有的财产。
You know, so some of us have a new car. We wash our new car every day.
就像有些人，我们有新的汽车，我们就每天都洗车。
We vacuum our house every day.
我们清理家庭、yeah. 家里。
We treat things better because we own them.
我们比较注重和保护自己所拥有的东西。
So here, there's a difference between a shepherd and somebody who is hired to look after something.
因此，牧羊人和雇工之间有着差别。
Because people who are hirelings, they don't own the sheep.
因为雇工不拥有羊群。
They're in it for the pay. They care for themselves.And there's not general attachment to the sheep.
他们只是为了赚钱，只在乎自己的利益。
And they will not die for the sheep.
他们不会为羊赴汤蹈火。
But look at this passage. Look at how the owner responds to wolves and the way the hired help responds.
可是我们在这里看到牧羊人和雇工之间的区别。
Interestingly, during a crisis, this is what the shepherd does. He runs to it, but the hireling runs from it.
当碰到危机的或问题时，牧羊人不惜一切的扑过去，而雇工却逃跑。
And Jesus reminds us that we are His flock. He's ready to risk His life. He's ready to lay it down.
耶稣再次的强调，他会为羊群而舍命。
So he goes on in verse 14 and verse 15 to say that he's a good shepherd because he lays down his life for the sheep.
所以第十四节，耶稣说他是好牧人，因为他为羊群舍命。
I'm not sure if you remember the parable in Luke 15. Shepherd found a missing sheep, and this is what he did. He ran all the way out to look for it.
路加福音第十五章失羊的比喻，牧羊人离开九十九只羊去寻找一只迷失在荒野的羊。
And when he sees the missing sheep, he carries the missing sheep on his shoulder and he walks back.
他经过重重的危险，最终把羊背在肩上带回去。
Now that's the good shepherd.
这就是好牧人。
He knows and he loves his sheep.
他
关心 and he goes all out for it.
关心和爱护他的羊群。
He's personally invested in it.
不惜一切的为这羊群。
And it's really interesting as we look at this relationship that Jesus is saying, it's a relationship of I knowing them and they knowing me. It's reciprocal.
耶稣指出这个相互的关系，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
You know, Jesus emphasizes that he knows the sheep and the sheep knows him.
我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
For example, you know, I have two kids and the younger one, she's very manja.
我有两个小女儿，两个女儿，
小的
特别，
最小的
特别什么？玩家，撒娇。
Yeah, so, lately she has been like that, and every day, everywhere the mom goes, she'll be like, "Mama, Mama."
无论苏玲到哪里，她都叫妈妈妈妈。
And yesterday she had to carry her the whole day.
昨天苏玲就必须整天都抱着她。
And I think when Chu Ling wants to put her down, she latches on by clenching her legs on her leg.
她就一直抓着苏玲不放。
Yeah. The sheep knows him, and he knows them.
羊群认识牧人，牧人也认识他。
So the question, another question that I have for us this morning is, do you have this intimate relationship that Jesus is describing?
所以今天早上我也想问大家一个问题，我们拥有这个与牧人亲密的关系吗？
Do you cling on to him like how he clings on to you?
我们是否抓紧耶稣，正如他抓紧我们一样呢？
You know, all of us, we treasure life, and I'm willing to bet that if your life was threatened, 100% I can bet with you that you will be willing to trade all your dreams, you'll be willing to trade all your possessions and your status that you get in life so that the threat will be gone.
如果我们受到生命危险威胁的话，我很肯定我们大家都会不惜一切去保护。
Because you treasure life.
因为我们珍惜生命。
None of us want to die.
我们不想死。
And we look at Jesus, we get a sense that this Jesus is a true shepherd who is indeed different from everyone else.
我们看得出耶稣是位与众不同的牧羊人。
So when Jesus says that he loves his sheep, he proves it.
所以当耶稣说他爱羊群，他以行动来表示。
And from verses 1 to 18, he says this line four times, that I lay down my life for the sheep. I lay down my life for the sheep four times.
所以但从11到18节，他重复了四次，我为羊舍命。
And if you look all the way down to verse 18,is what he's saying. It's based on his initiative. So he says, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord.
18节我们看到是耶稣愿意主动的来舍命。
So Jesus decided by his own authority in this, in verse 18, that he would give himself to sin and death and judgment, and he does it voluntarily, and he does it intentionally.
所以18节我们看到耶稣是主动的去舍命为着他的羊群。
So the scripture tells us that he died in the place of his people as a substitute.
所以他变成他的羊群的代替品。
He became what God the Father despised, and he was so offensive to God that at the cross he was forsaken by God.
所以他在十字架上甚至被神撇下。
He was so offensive to God. It's new. Forsaken him.
所以被神撇弃。
Yeah. Yeah, good. He did it for his own flock, the ones given to him by the Father.
他是为这羊群。
And as we look at some of the other verses, these verses remind us of just that. And it says, no one would die for a righteous man, right? Some do, but God shows us that when we were sinners, he died for us. And John 3, by this we know that he laid down his life for us.
Sorry.
Do you have it? I might not have it. It's okay. I don't have it. That's right. Romans 5 and John 1:3. Okay. I'll go on. Yeah. So what we see is that Jesus is a demonstration of the love of God for us.
所以耶稣示范了上帝对我们的爱。
That's a good shepherd.
那是我们的好牧人。
The true love who gives, who doesn't take.
那个为我们舍的，而不是夺走的。
A true love who serves, who doesn't seek to be served.
真爱是服侍，而不求被服侍。
And that's the best news that you and I can ever experience and know.
这是我们所能听到最好的消息。
I mean, just think about where we are, who we are at this point.
想想我们现在的处境。
None of us would be here this morning as Gentile believers in Jesus if Jesus had not willingly laid down his life for us.
若耶稣没有情愿为羊群放下自己的生命，今天身为外邦人的我们就没有一个人会在这里。
And he brought us together as one flock, under one shepherd, under one Lord.
所以他把我们带到一起，以便建立一个羊群，在一个牧人之下。
So this is what is pure grace, is totally undeserved.Totally unmerited affection and favor from God.
这一切都是靠着恩典，我们完全不配得耶稣的爱。
Verse 18, Jesus has the power to lay it down and take it up.
第十八节，耶稣有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
You know, he's in a perfect relationship with God the Father, and he obeyed what his Father wanted. And very interestingly, when we see this in the same thing in Luke 22, and this is what Jesus says. He says, if it's possible, let this cup be passed from me. But nonetheless, if it's not, it's not my will, but it's yours. And he obeyed the Father.
路加福音第22章，我们看到他说，耶稣说，父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
So next time, if you ever doubt if God loves you or care about you,
下一次如果你有疑惑神爱你的话，
or if he cares for my needs,
或者他关心你的需要，
all he does need to do is look at the cross.
就把目光放在十字架上。
Jesus knows his own, Jesus dies for his own, and Jesus transforms his own.
耶稣认识他的羊群，他为他们舍命，他要改变他们。
Isn't it wonderful to know that this God who so loved us laid down his life for us?
这是多么美好的事实。
I just want to end with three thoughts.
最后我有三个论点要来结束。
First is Jesus is love, and in him there's hope.
首先就是耶稣就是盼望。
So this world is not our hope.
这世界不是我们的盼望。
The hope is not in what we do, it's not in others.
盼望也不在乎于你做什么或在他人身上。
But our hope is in him, the good shepherd who does everything for us.
盼望是在于那位为羊群舍命的好牧人。
He is your shepherd, you are sheep.
他是你的牧人，你是他的羊。
And no change in circumstances can ever rob you of that.
情况的转变不能改变这个事实。
Verse 3 tells us that the sheep were his before he called.
第三节说到，在他招呼羊群前，他们已经是属于他的。
So the sheep doesn't determine if they are his, but the shepherd determines them.
这不是由羊来决定的，而是牧人来拣选的。
It's nothing that they did.
不是羊群所做的。
So I don't know about you, but if your circumstances in life might be dire, but God can be your hope.
如果现在你处在重重挫折当中，神是你的盼望。
You might meet losses of every kind in life.
虽然可能事事都不顺利。
But because you have Jesus as your shepherd, you can be hopeful because of him.
当因为你承认耶稣是你的牧人，你就有盼望。
He is present with you and has chosen you as his own.
他与你同在，并且拣选了你。
He has not allowed you to receive what you deserve, but he has given you the freedom and the hope of living and being cared for by him.
他不让你得到你应得的处分，却给你自由和盼望，他必看顾你。
For some reasons only known to him, he chose you, so you should hear the gospel.
他拣选了你，让你有机会来听到福音。
Salvation is a gift from God, our hope is in him.
救恩来自于上帝，我们的盼望在于主。
Second, we realize that the shepherd always leads the way.
第二点，我们看到牧羊人总是做带领的那一位。
So, I got this wrong, sorry. So verse 4 tells us that he goes in and he goes out before they go in and they go out.
第四节我们看到他在前头走。
He goes out into the pasture to check out the trail. He comes in to make sure everything's okay.
他先进入草场，又回来，看是否一切如故。
So this is what it means, that every place the sheep went,The shepherd has already been there.
羊所接触的每一个地方，牧人已经去过了。
So if Jesus is your shepherd, doesn't it mean that whatever you go through, he has already been there?
这意味着，如果耶稣是你的牧人，无论你在经历什么，耶稣已经在你前面。
And I think that this is such a great truth of Scripture.
我认为这是非常美好的事实。
So this is what it means that he allowed you for every circumstance of your life.
他已经为你预备了你生活中所需要的。
You might be facing anxiety, sadness, hurts. He understands and he knows.
无论是焦虑、悲伤、伤痛，他明白一切。
And that helps us handle the pressures that life throws at us.
这帮助我们面对压力、危险。
The shepherd has gone before us. Amen.
因为耶稣已经在我们前头。
And this is fantastic news for us, because in our life we are wounded by people, we are hurt by people.It might be somebody who you know really well, your in-laws. Maybe it's a close friend. Maybe it's a colleague. Maybe it's another business partner.
我们在生活当中可能受到身旁亲密的人的伤害。
But we can bring these hurts to him.
但我们可以把这些伤痛带到他的面前。
Just as he had already led the way and bring us to God.
正如他已经带领我们与神和好。
Through His Spirit in us, He can bring healing to us.
借着圣灵，他能够愈合我们。
Isn't that just wonderful?
这是多么美好。
Lastly,
最后
，The Shepherd's love for us motivate us to service and obedience.
牧人的爱催逼我们要顺服和服侍。
And it's for this reason that Jesus keep reminding them. He says this, okay, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep.
所以耶稣一再的强调，我是好牧人，我为羊舍命。
Because it's going to be costly that demanded his life.
因为这是非常高的一个代价。
So may you and I never forget the price of an abundant life.
所以我们不会忘记丰盛的生命的代价。
His for ours.
就是基督自己的生命。
May this constantly preoccupy our minds so that our hearts can be filled with gratitude for what He has done.
让我们因此心中充满感恩。
But don't just stop there. It doesn't just end with gratitude.
但不只是感恩而已。
It compels us to love Him and follow Him in obedience.
催逼我们要顺服和服侍他。
Because love and obedience go hand in hand.
因为顺服和服侍是相连的。
So John 1:5 tells us this on the screen, that loving God means keeping His commandments.
所以约翰前书第五章告诉我们，爱神就必须守他的诫命。
Because obedience is an act of love.
因为服从顺服就是爱的一种表示。
So likewise, our love for God must move from gratitude to obedient action.
所以我们爱神要从感恩更加激发我们去行动。
So may we take all opportunities to respond in obedient action to a God that came for you, that died for you, want the best for you, and will come back for you.
就让我们用这样的方式来回应一个这么爱我们的神。
I'd like to end by sharing lyrics of a song.
最后我要以一首歌的歌词来做总结。
You came to search and rescue. In the Father's love, He sent you.You broke through the darkest night. You came and you saved us. Where would we be without your love? We would still be lost in darkness. Where would we be without your cross? You made a way to save us. We couldn't escape the sin and the shame. We couldn't break through. We couldn't reach you. But let's note this. You reached down. Jesus, our rescuer. So we live our lives to thank you.How could we not adore you, Jesus, our rescuer? Jesus is our shepherd. Let us listen to him. Let us trust him. Let us follow him. And let us live for him.
Yes,
Let's、
sir.
pray. It's okay. Jesus, we want to thank you for loving us so sacrificially that we can be yours. That, Lord, you humbled yourself to be like us, that you condescend to our level.Yet without sin. Lord, I pray that we will be glad and we will always remember that you are our good shepherd who leads us in security and plenty. We pray that, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, you will continue to strengthen our faith in Jesus so that we can trust him more fully. And as we do, Lord, I pray that all of us would live in a loving response to you by living in obedience to what you want us to do and do just what you say. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.